Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening. I have a very exciting message for today that I pray will bless you in every single way. We're going to start off with a scripture in Luke. Luke 17:10 says, "So also you, when you have done everything commanded, you should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done for what we are supposed to do.'" Hallelujah. So as we look at this scripture, we're going to understand today why our Creator blesses the heart that says, "I am not worthy." That's where we're going today, and that's what we're going to focus on today. And look at, many believers spend years trying to become stronger, wiser, more disciplined, and more knowledgeable. Those things are important, so I don't want anyone to discount those things. We need to be doing those things. But there is only one quality that our Creator consistently looks for before all others, and it's humility. And it's the opposite of pride. And scripture talks enough about how bad pride is and how that's driven by the enemy to take things out of order and just put ourselves before our Creator. You get it? Pride puts ourselves before our Creator. And and to do that, you have to take things out of order. The opposite of pride is humility, and our Creator wants us to be humble. The kingdom of our Creator operates differently than the kingdom of this world. The world says promote yourself, defend yourself, build your reputation, and make sure everyone knows your accomplishments. This is the way it's always been in business, and this is what pretty much social media teaches. You know, we should let our Creator influence our lives, right? And the most popular influencer in our lives should be a wonderful Creator. But there's even a position on social media now called influencer. What do? You're an influencer. You're an influencer. And it's often people's desire to be more influential than our Creator and His Word in people's lives. But that's not how it's supposed to be. And all throughout Scripture, our Creator consistently honors people who take the lower place. The world today, it's the opposite. We see the difference here. The world, which seeks pride and to be number one versus our Creator's ways, which tells us about humility and not being the greatest. We look at what Scripture defines as the most special people. And that the one trait they all had is they never acted as if our Creator owed them anything. They understood everything that they received was mercy. They got it. They never questioned our Creator. They never questioned His fairness. They never questioned His gift. It was the foundation of every disciple in Scripture. And we have to go back to the opposite of that. We look at the enemy, and we look at how he used pride, putting ourselves higher than our Creator, was the first sin of man, and it continues to be the number one weapon of the enemy today. You get that? The enemy wasn't guilty of murder as the first sin. He wasn't guilty of adultery as the first sin. He wasn't guilty of stealing. His thing was he became proud. Pride always places ourselves above our Creator's position. Humility restores proper order. And in this ministry, what we talk about is the order of our Creator versus the order of man or the order of the enemy. And spiritual warfare is continually happening. And the way that the enemy gets to us the most is by making us think it's okay to take things out of order and nothing's going to happen. But that's not true. James 4, verse 6 says, our Creator Yah opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Notice, he doesn't merely dislike pride. He actively opposes it. Think about that. We never want our Creator opposing our plans. Yet many believers unknowingly live with pride hidden beneath their religious activities. Think about this. Obedience goes hand in hand with blessings. Discipline goes hand in hand with curses. One of the greatest misunderstandings among believers is this. If I'm obedient enough, Yahweh owes me. You see how the enemy mixes things up? That's not biblical. Obedience should be a response to salvation. It's never payment for blessings. Let me explain. We shouldn't be obedient to receive blessings. We should be obedient because our Creator gave His Son for us. And the result is blessings. So, because obedience equals blessings, we're not supposed to be obedient and say, now, Yahweh, give me this because I was obedient. No. Thankfulness has to come before, not after, the reward. Obedience should be the thankfulness of what Yah did in our lives, not after. We're not seeking a blessing, but as understanding His order. Don't mix that up, folks. I'm going to say that again. Obedience and blessings go hand in hand, but don't confuse it. Don't be obedient so you can receive blessings. Be obedient because you love our Creator and the blessings are going to be the result. You understand? Obedience is our response to salvation. It's not a payment for our blessings. And many people use that in the wrong way. Luke 17, verse 10 says, after doing everything commanded, we are still servants. Imagine a child telling his parents, I cleaned my room. Now you owe me. No. Cleaning the room was simply expected. Likewise, being obedient to our Creator's guidelines and instructions, keeping His commandment, following the Torah, is not something that we do extra to get something extra. It should be something we do to get or to understand the love of our Creator. It should be expected, just like a kid cleaning his room. It's not something extra, and the kid can't use it. Like, I cleaned my room, now give me this. No. You're supposed to be cleaning your room. You know, that's like a believer saying, well, I didn't sin, so give me this. No, you're not supposed to be living in sin. You understand? Keeping the appointed times of our Creator, keeping the commandments of our Creator, loving our neighbor, speaking truth, forgiving others, just walking in obedience. These are not bargaining chips. These are simply what faithful disciples do. You don't do it to get a blessing. Oh, I want to get a blessing, so I'm going to keep the Sabbath this week. No. You're supposed to be doing these things. When you start using that as a bargaining chip, you think you could work your blessings and even your salvations. We have to really, truly understand everything we have is mercy. Take inventory, folks. Who gave you life? Who gave you breath? Who gave you strength? And who gave you understanding? Simply, who opened your eyes? Who sent Yeshua, who forgave your sins? Who patiently waited while you wandered? Everything is grace. Everything. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, salvation is a gift. A gift cannot be earned. If it could be, it would no longer be a gift. The more mature we become, the more humble we should become. Sadly, sometimes the opposite happens. Knowledge increases. Humility increases. People begin measuring themselves against other believers. They say, I know more. I obey more. I've been walking with our Creator longer. That is dangerous. Knowledge without humility becomes spiritual pride. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1 says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. We should stop comparing ourselves to others and start using Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, as our standard. The moment we compare ourselves to other people, we usually find someone doing worse. That feeds pride. Instead, compare yourself to Messiah. His love, his patience, his purity, his obedience. Suddenly, there is no room for arrogance, only gratitude. Do you get this? What I'm trying to explain here? Many believers remember all the things they've done for our Creator. The Bible, respectively, calls us instead to remember what our Creator has done for us. Let's look. Israel was continually told to remember Egypt, remember slavery, remember deliverance. Why? Not to live in guilt, but to remain grateful. We also should remember what our Creator brought us from, not to dwell in condemnation, because those sins are forgiven in Messiah, but to keep our hearts humble and full of gratitude for His mercy. This guards us from believing we've arrived here by our own strength. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2 says, remember the way that our Creator led you. Never forget. Always remember. It's not you that earned anything or you're that doing anything more special. It's Him. What He's done for you and what He's done for us every single day. When we compare ourselves to others, yes, we can say we're better. Perhaps we are. But when we compare ourselves to our Messiah, who should be our example and the one we follow, we don't even come close. We need to be thankful, not after we receive something, but before. We need to understand we've already received the greatest gift we can ever receive. We need to understand spiritual warfare. Simply, we need to understand compassion, the compassion that the Messiah had for us. And we need to understand humility is what produces compassion. Proud people judge quickly. Humble people restore gently. You understand? We want to lift one another up, not tear each other down. When you realize how patient our Creator has been with you, you become patient with others. When you remember how much you've been forgiven, you forgive. Hallelujah. Galatians 6 verse 1 says, restore one another gently, not harshly, and not proudly. We look at the example in Luke, the Pharisee and the tax collector. Luke 18. Two men prayed. One listed his accomplishments. The other simply cried, Yah, be merciful to me. Which one went home justified? The humble one did. Religion often celebrates performance, where our Creator celebrates humility. All throughout the scriptures, we don't see Yeshua finding the perfect person, the one that did the things perfectly or right. He found the one that was most humble, most thankful, most seeking, most repentful. That is the one He exalted. That is the one He praised. That is the one He used as an example in Scripture. Not what we could physically or did physically accomplish or do, but a heart behind it. You know, when people call themselves a follower of our wonderful Messiah, we need to not be deceptive. To be a follower, you need to follow. Sadly, most of the world today, sadly, most people that call themselves believers today or followers today are not following the example set by Messiah that's given to us in Scripture. If we can describe Yeshua in a few actions, or what he did, or who he was, or how he walked, humility would be the answer. The sinless Messiah who didn't have to get any mercy from our Creator, who didn't need to seek repentance for his sins because he was sinless. He understood that the actions or the attitude or the way somebody's living does not displace the humility. Of all, he was humble. Besides all the perfection that he had within him, he remained humble. You see, people think the more perfect they can be, or they become more prideful. They don't think they need to humble themselves because everything they're doing is working in their lives. This is what happens with people when they're successful. People that have a lot of money or a good job and big house and big cars, the more successful they become, the more prideful they become. It's quite easy to be humble when you don't have much. But when you have much, it's definitely a bigger challenge. Philippians 2, 5, verse 8 says, he took the form of a servant. The perfect son humbled himself. How much more should we? Humility is what's going to increase our faith. Humility is what is going to help us be victorious during the spiritual battles that take place. When we look at the order of our Creator, and we understand this, we take the Roman centurion and his understanding of authority. We look at this. He didn't demand, he trusted. Matthew 8:8 said, he says, I am not worthy. Yeshua marveled, not at wealth, not at education, not at faith. Notice the connection. Humility, trust, they grow hand in hand with faith. Sometimes our prayers reveal our pride about us, or the pride that we have. Many people pray and they say, look what I have done. Look at this. Biblical prayer sounds different. Humble prayer says, Father, thank you for Messiah. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Apart from him, I have nothing. John 15 verse 5 says, apart from me, you can do nothing. You understand? It's not supposed to be about us. It's supposed to be about him. What he's did in our life and what he does in our lives. About him, not us. Your prayers shouldn't be starting off with, give me this, or I want this, or I did this. No. Thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for helping me and being there for me. Humility leads to gratitude. You see, everything from the Scripture is order. And to be and become closer to our Creator, we need to simply understand His order and not take things out of His order. When we put things back in His order, everything gets fixed. Everything gets better. It's amazing. But when we look at the world's ways, who are being led by the enemy, and we look at those who get defeated in these spiritual battles all the time, and you look at the order that they're following things, you see where they're going wrong. Humility leads to gratitude. Proud people, what do? They complain. What do humble people do? They give thanks. Why? Because humble people realize everything they have is a gift. Every sunrise, every meal, every breath, every opportunity to be, even correction, that thankful. A thankful person is a humble person. I often talk about being obedient to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And people often misunderstand the Torah, the guidelines and instructions. And when I say that obedience equals blessings, I don't think we do it to earn favor. No. We obey because we've already received mercy. We shouldn't take things out of order. We don't keep the Sabbath to earn salvation, or the feast days to earn salvation, or the guidelines and instructions to earn salvation. We keep it because we love the one who saved us. We don't obey because we have to. We obey because we want to. That's the way it should be. Love should change everything. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You understand, we already have the salvation from our wonderful Messiah. We don't need to obey to get salvation. If we did, we wouldn't need him. He showed us love. He showed us humility. And because of that, we should be obedient. I feel bad for people that say, well, grace did away with the law. One of the biggest misunderstandings in the world today when it comes to Christianity and teaching is law versus grace. No. Understand order. Law and grace. Law and grace. Both of them. Not one or the other. We need to learn to walk in humility. Ask, when you get up every day, Father Yah, how can I glorify you today? Take the emphasis off you and put it on him. Stop thinking, what can you do for me? Thank him before making requests, not after he answers your call. Serve people the way Yeshua served people. You don't have to make it well known to the world what you've done. Keep it on the down low. Refuse to compare yourself to others. Just be humble. Admit you're not perfect. And for everything that works in your life, you give Yah the credit. For those that come against you, you don't seek to make enemies. You pray for them. And you look for opportunities to exalt our wonderful Creator and honor him. This is the path to spiritual growth. The world will climb upward. Kingdom seekers kneels downward. The lower we become before our Creator, the higher he lifts us up. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5 verse 6 says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of our Creator, so that he may lift you up at the proper time. Notice, we do not lift ourselves up. Our Creator is the one that lifts us up. This is a problem because the world focuses on you. The most popular teachers of the Bible in the world today, the TV evangelists, the megachurch teachers. It's you, how to make yourself better. How to help yourself. How to help your prayers get answered. How to do better for you. How to seek you. But they're not teaching about our Creator. How do we humble ourselves? How do we put ourselves below Him? How do we become more submissive, taking the emphasis off you and putting it on Him? And the sad fact is, this is why these places are mega churches, because people are prideful today. It's all about them. Understand, whether you're obedient to Scripture or not, you have tremendous amount of blessings every single day in your life. We don't be obedient, or we shouldn't be obedient, just to receive the blessings of this world when we already have the blessings of life. Every breath, every morning we wake up, every answered prayer, whether we know it or not, every opportunity to serve, whether we see it or not, every act of forgiveness towards us and us towards others. Every promise fulfilled. Just everyday life. You see, people look at blessings as big houses and big cars and a good job with a lot of money and a lot of security. But they overlook the blessings of getting up and breathing, feeling your fingertips and your toes every single day that most people take for granted. And none of it has been earned. None of it. Everything's given every single day. It's a gift to us. And that realization shouldn't make us weak. It should make us grateful. And grateful people become obedient disciples, not because they're trying to earn our Creator's love, but because they've already experienced it through Yeshua. So when we think about this, let us never approach our Heavenly Father believing He owes us anything. Instead, let us come with thankful hearts saying, Father, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thankful for your patience. Thank you for sending Yeshua. Everything I have is because of you. Help me to walk in humility, to serve with joy, and become more like Messiah each day. I'm going to leave you with this scripture, Micah 6, verse 8. He has told you, humility, what is good, and what our Creator is seeking from you, only to practice justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Creator. Folks, the closer we grow to our Creator, the less impressed we are with ourselves. And the more amazed we are by His mercy. True humility doesn't produce insecurity. It produces gratitude, joyful obedience, and unwavering faith. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, brothers and sisters. Yah be with you this day and always, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.